Some of the annuals, and marigolds are pretty good. And of course, they're aromatic and very acidic and kind of smelly, so they don't like those. And that's a good one to plant around some of the plants that they eat so much. And that's what I want to call interplanting with marigolds. Nasturtiums are another one. And they have the prettiest, they, both of these flower beautifully. Status, which is S-T-A-T-I-C-E, it's what's used in floral bouquets a whole lot. That'll come up and it makes them like a little bitty short hedge. Straw flowers and bachelor buttons. And I don't know why bachelor buttons they don't like, because most of these others have kind of a scratchy surface to them. But bachelor buttons are pretty and blue and stand tall, but I adore them. And they're an old-fashioned favorite. So you might try bachelor buttons in and around your zinnia area or your plants that you want to protect. Also zinnias, verbenas, and also salvia, alyssum, and cosmos. So those are all easily planted from seed, so you can get those going. They're perennials you can put out, which will be interspersed in your garden and come up hopefully every year. Hollyhocks, an old-fashioned favorite, black-eyed Susans, lupins, columbine, bee balm, coneflower, which is a real good one, and catmint, which will do a lot of good things, borage, lemongrass, rosemary, thyme, parsley, and lavender.